day was dizzy in my brain. It's not that I like to feel this way. The wagon's shaking and I feel it start to tilt, and I just go tumbling right back in a whirlwind. I find myself again. I see it coming. Why can't I seem to hold on to a fucking thought? This whirlwind's got me and I'm racing out the door. It's not for a while, but when I try to focus, all my convictions come crashing down around me again. Sneaking up behind me.
Hey, teddy bear.
Oh my god.
Hi. Cast, I'm Ellie. And you're cracking up.
I'm Livy. L to the I to the V to the I.
You have to seriously think about this.
I know. Imagine if I misspelled my name.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of letters, you know.
Yes, it does. Oh,
okay. It's so many vowels. It's so much easier to say Casey.
Wonder if I had more vowels than green.
Feedback, yeah. Thanks for all the feedback.
Yep.
Thank you.
There was some feedback on the forum. Got some threads going.
Yeah, right. Mia's listening.
Yeah, oh, Mia. Hi, Mia!
I have a surprise for you this podcast.
Uh-oh.
And you can decide if you either want to do it now, after we pretty much fucked up our intro, or if you want me to put it, like, at the end after discussing the episode.
Tell me what it is.
Holiday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna tell you. It's a surprise, you know? You get the concept of surprise, right?
Right, but the whole thing about surprise is that eventually you tell me.
Exactly, eventually. So you can either have it now.
I would just said I wanted it now!
Do you want it now?
Yes!
Okay, a little impatient here. Okay, so this is our 7th podcast.
Hmm.
I love that this makes you as happy as it makes me. And so, because, there's not gonna be a lot of episodes of A Shot of Tequila with Tira Tequila. It's gonna be like the big reunion and then the big finale and then the big we have never seen this and we never wanted to. Like, they get an hour of material for that.
Yeah.
And then there's like maybe 2 or 3 more episodes, so that makes like 4, 5, 6 episodes left. By the way, Brittany, I love you. And yeah, since this, it's like half time or 2/3 time or something, so I thought I would take this opportunity and pull you aside for an interview.
What?
What? I'm prepared.
An interview?
Yeah.
With who?
You!
Me? What's interesting about me?
No, not about you, about you and podcast.
Huh? What? Wait, I don't understand.
I'm going to ask you questions about podcasting. Like the 7 podcasts that we're in now.
Like now you're going to ask me the questions?
No, next year. Yes, of course now.
Okay. I'm a little scared.
It's nothing bad. Plus you have editing power, so.
That's true. Okay.
I'm drinking something really ridiculously disgusting. Orange juice with Coke.
That's kind of nice sometimes, though. Wait, is it orange juice with bits?
Yeah.
Ew, and that is gross. That's gross.
I hate any food with bits. Okay, back to the questions. Do you hate food with bits? No. it's only like 8 questions or something, so don't freak out.
Okay.
What did you think, or how did you feel about this when we started podcasting?
What did I think about podcast? What? Great, I can't even understand.
Olivia, this is not a quiz, okay? It's just a question.
I know, but I don't understand the question.
Like, what do you think about this thing that we do, you know, with podcasting?
At the beginning?
Yeah.
At the very beginning, I I don't know. I didn't realize it was going to be so much work. And but it was really exciting as well to, like, because I spend most of my time listening to podcasts, so making your own one is kind of different, I guess.
Okay, and how do you feel about it now?
How do I feel about it now? It's kind of scary when you think that, like, you're passing comments on a show, and then, especially when one of the people that is in the show emails you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's cool, especially when we could look at the stats, but now Podomatic's a fucking idiot and won't let me look at the stats properly anymore. But anyway, yeah, it's cool. I love it. Love poop casting.
What's different than what you expected it to be?
I actually never thought that we'd get this much good feedback. I thought that a few people would listen. I didn't think that we'd get, like, emails every week. I didn't think that Brittany would listen to the show.
You didn't?
No. But, no. It's blah. I don't know.
What is your favourite thing about podcasting, as in, like, when we're recording a podcast, and the best thing that has happened ever since we started?
My favourite thing is the hysterical laughter. Whenever something funny happens, someone says something accidentally, like, Christy's vagina. when it's, like, the things that you... Oh, it's awesome. Wait, what was the second question? What's my...
The best thing that happened since we have started podcasting.
I would have to say Brittany emailing us.
Okay, what's the least favourite thing, like, about podcasting or concerning the podcast?
My least favourite thing is when it's time to upload the podcast. Because if you take last week, for example, it took like a year. Like, I uploaded it to Mega Upload, whatever, and then Podomatic, time for Podomatic, and they'd just done an upgrade and it went all funky. But whatever, it's finally up. But yeah, uploading is the worst thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting question for me now. Do you like your podcast buddy?
Of course I do.
What do you not like about her?
What? Are you actually seriously asking that question?
Yeah.
I don't like it when she drinks on the podcast.
Oh shit, I do it every podcast.
I know.
So, seeing as Charlotte Love 2 is, like, not almost finished, but kind of, yes, will you keep podcasting after Skanktila?
If there is demand for podcasting from us, then yeah, I'll keep going. I don't know.
You know there'll be...
I don't know, just... I mean, who knows, there might be a shot at Love 3, whatever. Oh my god.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I probably will continue if people want us to.
Shut up, Love, she's now trisexual. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh.
Thank you for this interview.
You're welcome. That was interesting. That was a surprise, that was kind of crazy.
You know I wasn't going to ask something mean.
I know, I just... interviews are cool. I also think that we should maybe in the future have listeners send questions in.
Yeah, I know, like, ask the cast.
Yeah.
Shall we continue with...
Did you talk about the Britney shirts?
No, not yet.
Are you going to talk about them?
Well, okay. You might remember that on the last podcast we talked about Britney and about... I just went Scotty for a moment. Britney and the t-shirt designs, and it has been decided that the design's gonna be Britney is my normal girl. And also, we forgot to mention that Britney is actually gonna sign the t-shirts. So, that is just one more reason to get them. Mm-hmm. And then take them off and send us a picture to thescancast@gmail.com. Did you want to answer any feedback? Like, any questions or
I can't remember any, like questions. I just remember there was a lot of requests. For Callie. guess where Callie is right now?
On your bed.
In my closet.
In your closet?
Yeah.
Well, you know that's damn sure a sign, Missy.
I don't know, she'll probably come out of the closet in a sec to annoy me, but whatever.
Yeah, that's how gay people are. Okay.
yeah.
Once they come out of the closet, they won't shut up.
Wait, why did you write down I have a weird accent?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go into now.
Okay.
Hi, Bryn. Hi, Kevin. I'm happy and yet scared that you guys listen to the Skycast. Those are two friends of mine from Boston, and I never told them about podcasting or our podcast.
That's really creepy.
I just never got around to it. And then they didn't look at my blog or anything. They just Googled around. It was Tila Tequila related. And then they found the podcast, and then they listened to it and sent me, like, this huge mail. We haven't been in touch for a while, so I was pretty happy. And less desperate. Okay. and Bryn said that she has noticed, and I've noticed that too, that my accent has changed so much. And it's like, before I started podcasting, I had no idea my accent had become this. It's, like, weird, and I hate it, and I hate listening to myself. Like, every time when I listen to the podcast, to the finished, edited, blah, blah, blah version, I listen to you, and I crack up, and then I try to still laugh when I say something. So my laughter outpowers my accent. The reason is because they know me with, like, a rather American accent, because I spent 2 summers there, and, like, the more time I spend there, the more I adapt to the accent, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just pretty German because I'm stuck in a very German place called Germany. Anyway, so that's it. And I'm so happy you guys listen. And still, it's weird. And I love you. Still not. Okay. And now we can go on with the podcast. Did I forget anything?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And also, I would... Jesus Christ, I'm doing all the talking now.
I don't have much to say.
This podcast will be delayed. I can already announce this, so don't stalk us. Maybe it's gonna be there around the weekend, and maybe even a little later, and I'm very sorry for that, because it's my fault. Yeah, don't blame Liddy. Love her. Kiss her. Do you like Danny today?
She's alright.
Today she's on.
Tastes like candy!
Do you have cherry pits?
Okay. Okay, so the episode this week is called Taste Like Candy. I can't. I'm so fucking hyper. I freaked out. Okay.
Freaked out.
This episode is episode 6, and it's called Taste Like Candy. I love candy. I like candy. It's the... I just lost all sense of talking. Okay, so it's... Okay, so it's the morning, and everyone's waking up. Bo is... What?
You don't love me anymore.
What?
My one-word reaction to the episode.
Oh, okay, well, I'll... Don't cry. Don't shut up, Glitter, okay? Allie. Okay, I'll start all over again. Allie, sum up this episode in a word.
It's 2 words.
2 words.
Okay, now I made it 1 word.
1 word. Go.
Beast. This is the only thing I can come up with.
That's good. Okay, it's the morning in the house. Everyone's waking up. Bo is snoring like fuck. And everyone's talking about Serbs going...
Let's... Glitter does not wear her frog mask, and she gets her eyes all chapsticky and glittery.
Brittany finds the message in the bottle. The message in the bottle talks about... I don't know what it said. But there's a cherry pit, and oh my fucking god, someone at MTV has a serious obsession with Coheed and Cambria.
I know.
Love Coheed and Cambria. Whatever, I love Claudio Sanchez, but please stop playing them on A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. It's really annoying.
Yeah, because on A Shot at Love, you should just play songs like, I don't know.
I'm a skank.
One time.
Baby, I'm a skank. Or you should play the thong song just 24/7.
that's good.
Anyway, there is a cherry pit, and it's going to be wrestling, and whoever wins the most matches gets a date. The guy.
Why do you talk like a robot?
Shut up. The guys are dressed in blue horrible spandex, and the girls look cute in black.
And Tino wears a skankini again. And also, well, this is the cherry pit, and I should say Scotty has hairy pits.
Oh.
And he needs a new haircut.
There are two teams. There is a green team and the red team. Glitter is the captain of the green team, and Scotty is
what
the red
team
captain.
I know. Will you not choose Glitter too?
Yeah, sure.
Now somebody you can trust. Somebody who has leading skills, leading power. Somebody who can convince people. Glitter. First person that comes to mind.
And then a scary professional bowling ball headed wrestler comes in and, like, throws stuff against his head. It's like, I'm like,
What was that about? I didn't get it at all.
It was very surreal. It was very strange.
Also, George said in this comment thingy that he's a wrestler, and I thought he's a waiter. Is he just a wrestler?
No, he just...
He's not a fighter.
He walks around with,
like,
plates of food and just throws them at people's faces. He's a waiter, and waiters carry food.
I'm sickly. I'm a little slow today. I'm sorry.
It's alright. The teams are the green team, Glitter's team, Lisa J and Bo, and then Scotty's team, George, Christy, and Brittany. And why did Brittany get chosen last?
Why did Glitter choose Bo, who's, well, injured, and if you can't compete, over Brittany?
Why would you choose anyone over Brittany?
And Brittany's so cute. Oh, it's got picked first when I was a child. Oh, Glitter isn't threatening at all. She's like, she's doing a bad impersonation of this bald beastie guy. I don't even know what his name is. And she goes all, wah, wah. And it's not threatening at all.
So the first match is Lisa against Christy, and Lisa really scares me because she's overly competitive.
And she looks so weird in this, like, with this mouth protection thingy, this gum thing, whatever the name is.
The mouth guard? The mouth guard?
Oh. You know, last episode you said that you have, like, crazy strong arms.
Yeah.
And now you know what this thing is called, and I was just asking myself and anyone I met today, which is like nobody because I didn't leave the house, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
How can you know about, okay, this and crazy strong arm muscles, I'm gonna...
Mouth guard? Have you never played, like, sport? You know, like, sports, those things that you play, huh?
Libby, you know I'm German, right?
Yeah, Germans can play sports. If they take drugs.
No, I mean,
you're
stupid shit.
Yeah. Okay.
You know
I'm
an athlete, you fucker.
I know, which is fun to...
Play with me when I'm sick? Okay.
Oh, but it wouldn't be the same if I didn't.
That's true.
The next... Well, Lisa wins her match. And, what
of course.
Yeah. Because she's the beast. Scotty versus Jay. Jersey, baby! And yeah.
Do you not think that after... You always sound so disappointed. like, Lisa and Christy fighting. Christy? Is that her name?
Yes.
I was so confused for a second. Christy, why? Who? Okay. Like, fight is... I don't know. It's nice to look at. And then the guys, like, booze in into this thing game. And they, I don't know, they fight so aggressively, and it's, no, I don't know. I don't like it.
No. So Jay wins. So that's another point for the green team.
Green?
Yeah, and it's Glitter versus Brittany. And
I don't even know, I put down Brittany versus I don't care what's this, what? I don't care. I guess the next one.
I can't believe.
What?
Yep. Yeah. It was rigged.
Yeah.
Brittany won. It was rigged.
She cheated. How can she? No, she cheated. And Brittany said that it's because of her stripper muscles. And she said, what did she say? Sorry, I'm not a stripper. Oh, Brittany, you know you can be our stripper every day.
Oh, shush.
Lisa's very aggressive.
Yeah, she is.
Like, when after Glitter wins, she's like, she's almost beating her up. She's so happy. Yeah.
The green team wins. Woohoo! And they go on a sweet candy date. Candyland date. Ech.
What was this game even for? Like, you know how usually, can you take directions in the dark? And then you have to, like, ride in this bathtub blindfolded. But what was this about? Getting somebody on their back? I mean, it's not like Teela isn't already willingly on her back. No, I really wonder, what was this game about?
When Teela overcooks, like, overbakes, she wants someone to wrestle in the batter. I don't know. I don't understand Teela. I don't understand her. She's a very complex lady. Don't understand.
That's very true, Rizzo.
Glitter and Teela have a private date, and like Glitter like rubs her face in Teela's boobies.
It's not sexy at all. No. I didn't know that two guys. That's how unsexy I was. I was thinking about two guys.
Hey, two guys can be hot.
I know. Hotter than this. I didn't know two girls, because they have boobs, and they're obviously girls. Two girls making out, that this can be, not sexy.
Mm.
There's so much. Also, like, when they go after their private time, Glitter says, she wants to go to the back seat. That's a very familiar place for you, Glitter, right?
Oh, we're so mean.
Okay. Well, that's just me.
Bo and Teela go off for a little date, and then Jay interrupts by being an ass.
I think that if Bo wasn't this uptight about Jay interrupting, yeah, okay, Jay's being an ass and he's childish, but if Bo, if he wasn't this uptight about it, I don't know, it would be more fun, I guess. Bo. Like, for T, like, this kid's always so furious. Jersey licking this huge candy stick.
Mm. So, the losers of the pie wrestling cherry pet thing, they are told that they can come to the Candyland room and they should have a food fight, and immediately when she said that, I'm like, she's gonna make them clean it up.
Yeah, because she already said that, like, after the game.
Mm.
She's like, blah blah blah, winners, we do this, and losers, I'll meet you to clean up later.
Yeah.
Hello!
But then I knew she's trying to trick them.
Yeah, sure.
So they have a huge candy fight, and they're rubbing, like, chocolate all over their bodies, and then they have to clean it up. And
Teela leaves the room because she doesn't want to get dirty.
And she chains them together, so they're basically working like slaves. It was so nice.
It's basically because Sally quit after the Pugatorium, and now they don't have cleaners anymore.
Oh, yes, Sally.
And I have a question. Like, she chains them together, and she says it's so that they learn, like, about teamwork and shit. And how was the game that they lost about teamwork at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't understand. So they're chained together cleaning, and then they have to find keys in pies. Regular daily occurrence in Teela's house. If you can't get into the house, there will be a pie outside on the front porch. Some people hide them underneath the mats. No, Teela puts it in a pie. Put your hand in the pie, get the key out, and open yourself into the door. Anyway.
Especially, like, people who want to, like burglars, right? They would look under the doormat. They would steal the cake. I don't know. Now got the cake either way. Okay.
Christy can't find her key in the pie, and so she's left with Teela, which turns into alone time.
Dirty alone time.
Dirty.
This was actually pretty hot.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't like Teela's ass.
I'm not really attracted to Christy, though.
I'm not really attracted to either of them.
I'm more attracted to Teela than I am Christy, though.
You're more attracted to Teela than you are to Christy?
Teela can look really... Okay, I know we make fun of her and stuff, but she can be slightly pretty sometimes.
Oh, okay. Also, it's like... lesser evil.
Yeah, whatever.
Or something like that.
Message in a bottle! Who should stay and who should go? That is the question.
Again.
Do you remember this from last season?
Domenico and Danny.
Yeah, and I love... That's when I really like Danny. Oh, good old Danny.
I knew that everyone saying Domenico, they always pronounce his name like... I mean, where is he from? Italy, right?
Yeah.
Domenico. Domenico? Okay, whatever. When everybody said he should go, I knew he wasn't gonna go, but, like, win alone time with her. I mean, what the fuck? Are you all stupid?
Okay. Why are we talking... Tila comes into, like, the elimination room where everybody else is meeting them, and she's wearing a really nice outfit.
I didn't pay attention to that. What did she wear?
It was, like, a long kind of dress thing, and she was wearing, like, Ugg boots or whatever, and it looked nice. I don't think she was wearing Ugg boots, but she was wearing boots, and it looked nice. She looked pretty.
You know what?
What?
We're gonna play the stay or go game now.
Okay.
You're just gonna say who you think should stay or go. Scotty?
Go.
Christy?
Go.
Brittany?
Stay.
Rizzo?
Stay.
Bo?
Stay.
Jay?
Go.
Glitter, but I put glitter.
Glitter. Oh, glitter. Good old glitter. Glitter. I think she should stay. Or she, yeah, she should stay for comedic effect because she makes me laugh.
Should I stay or should I go? Okay. George.
Stay or should I? George, go.
Okay.
I mean, I love him to bits, but he's got kind of no connection with Tila.
Oh. Okay, so who's up first? Scotty? Scotty needs a new haircut.
Okay, I know that Scotty's been on the show, but I don't understand why. I don't think him and Tila have ever had, like, alone time.
I haven't ever seen them kiss.
I've never even seen them talk for more than 20 seconds. They never... I don't understand why he's still on the show.
Yeah, me either.
Whatever. So...
Glitter cries again.
I'm not... Oh my god, she's so melodramatic.
She's like, I'm not judging people. Well, it wasn't about judging people. It was about giving your own opinion. And she has one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no judging. I really admire that in a person. If you can't really do that. Like, if you're not judgmental in the... I don't know.
I think it's impossible not to be judgmental.
I don't mean judgmental. I mean, I don't know.
Well, no, because, I would say that I'm open-minded... But I judge people a lot because, I don't know.
Well, I think that judging is okay as long as it doesn't mean, you have to judge things and events and people's behavior, I don't know. But it doesn't mean that you have to go, I don't know. If you judge someone and then it means that you're not gonna treat them the same you did before something happened, then that's bad, I guess. But no judging at all on the way she does it. I mean, she's not able to make any decisions.
So whatever, she refuses to do anything, and then she's the next one to be called up, and everyone, votes her to go.
Surprisingly, she doesn't cry.
No. Jay's next. I don't understand why Tila still has him on the show. Even after... He makes that comment, you better watch your chin to, Bo.
Yeah. He last episode he apologized to Joe.
To Joe, you're getting my you're turning into
me. I don't know what's wrong with me, but Clitter and Joe. Joe. Bo. Wait, what's his name?
Vila.
What's his name?
Bo.
Bo, okay, right. He apologizes to Bo. And this episode, he's all with his chin. And he's being an asshole again.
Yep.
Why do all the guys say that Brittany should go?
Because they're jealous of the competition?
She's their biggest competition. I think she's even bigger of a competition than Rizzo. If the guys all had said, Rizzo, go home, it would have been too obvious, Yeah, of course I'm going to talk shit about her. She's my biggest competition. I want to get her out of the way. But really, I think Brittany is more of a competition. I don't know.
Yep. So
I wanted to hug her. She was so sad.
You're not the okay. So George goes up, and everyone says that he should stay, except for Jay, who's just voting everybody to go.
Did he actually say someone should stay?
I think he did to like Rizzo.
Of course. Suck up.
Then Brittany goes up, and I don't. It was really sad. Just wanted a hugger.
Me too.
Anyway, Lisa.
Many people want Bo to go. Oh, Lisa was next?
Yeah, Lisa, and she got. Everyone said she should stay.
Which is like, oh yeah, too obvious. Mm.
Then Bo goes up. And everybody said he should pretty much go.
Not everybody, but like many of the people. One person said that he should stay, and after this game thing, challenge, match, whatever, he was like, I don't know why 7 people said I should go. And again, Bo has a problem with his math. I don't know. One people. Oh, I'm so not
one.
In this today, damn it. One person said he should stay. Bo was on... was up there, so there's like 5 people left there. 5. No, it's 6. See, I can't even...
Door. So, Christy goes
up. Cut all of this out.
Alright, Christy goes up, and she says that, I think me and Tila standing next to each other is every man's fantasy, and if it's not, you're gay. Which made me laugh. Made me chuckle.
Yeah.
And then
it just proves again, George is gay.
Oh.
No, I love him. Mm.
Are you gay, Mo? So everybody goes off to Canoodle, and Bo sits alone and thinks.
He says that Tila's opinion is the only one that counts for him, and that he's not gonna let this bring him down. But he does.
No.
He does care what they think.
There is a message in the bottle, and inside this message in the bottle, there is Lisa's key, which means that she is free from being skankinated. And because Bo got the most votes to go, he has a date, and then Tila tells everyone to meet her out back.
Again.
Yeah, for the most disgusting thing ever.
No. The most disgusting thing ever was pig's vagina.
Okay, yeah. Pig's vagina's, like, up there. Pig vagina! Sorry.
I wanna ask Brittany how bad it really was.
Yeah. I just want to talk about Brittany. Why do we have to talk about the episode?
The Britcast!
Okay, there are blah blah. At this party that Tila's made for them out back, there are aphrodisiacs.
The party.
Yeah, aphrodisiacs, one of them being cockroaches.
Libby, do you not feel turned on just talking about it? Me either.
The only thing that's turning is my stomach. Brittany says that she...
Oh, will... you're so gay!
Why?
That joke, hang on.
Brittany says that she will eat one. And she does, and it's gross. She just literally, like, pops it in her mouth, and it's crunch, and then it gets stuck at the back of her mouth.
The crunching noise, I was worried for a second that might be her jaw or her teeth.
Because
it's really loud.
Well, it's MTV's sound guy.
Yeah.
Then Tila says that she'll eat one, but she asks the others what they will do if she eats one, and Brittany says she'll jump in the pool, and then Galila's like, well, I'll jump in naked! And
oh yeah, big surprise.
I know. And then just as they're, and Tila eats it and it's disgusting, and then like,
and then
Brittany like licks it.
I don't know, Brittany kissing anyone could be this gross. No, seriously, I love Brittany. She knows I love her. I told her like a gazillion, trillion, billion, gillion times.
Mm.
But this was gross, come on. I wouldn't do that. And if I wouldn't do it, it has to be gross. Like, really gross, okay? Because I've done a lot of gross shit that I'm not going to talk about now. Go on.
You've already been a stripper. You had a dick in a box. What else have you done?
Oh. You know, baby.
Uh-oh.
Hey, teddy bear.
That's really creepy. So, Teela eats the cockroach, crunch, 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 and then just
I
as...
I think she spits it out. I don't think she
Oh, whatever. But yeah, so... Bleh. Just as Brittany and Glitter are taking off their clothes, Jay runs off and has penis everywhere.
What? He has penis everywhere?
I don't want to see that on my TV. Even if the shot glasses are covering up, I still know it's...
Are you sure? Maybe he doesn't have one. Maybe he really has a shot glass instead of a dick.
That would be interesting.
At a party?
If you were trying to clean it. Then Brittany's like, I hate boys. Naked.
That's so cute.
Oh.
It's so cute.
I feel like we should take a Brittany moment again.
Okay.
I can't. It won't. My cat's going crazy at the moment.
We're just clicking random shit.
Hang on, if we're just going to do random stuff, I've got to... Okay, stop. Imagine how much this is going to hurt listeners' ears while they're listening on their iPod. Anyway. Bo goes on his date with Teela and warning, she's just eaten a cockroach.
Will you please mention that Brittany jumped into the pool without a top or a bra and that was very distracting?
It was very distracting.
I had a Brittany moment too now. I can't forget that.
Hi, teddy bear.
Okay, it is creepy. I don't know, but it looks weird.
Yeah.
And you have to tell me what happened because I didn't watch, I only listened to it because I plucked my eyebrows. I'm sorry, it was more interesting than the entire scene, so I just thought, you know.
Yeah, every time there's something boring, I just pluck your eyebrows. I don't know, they were just...
Which is why I have none anymore. No, I just... Well, every time... What happened?
Just basically Bo and Teela were talking about a great connection they've got, and then they kiss, and I was just thinking, that must be really painful for Bo to kiss.
Yeah, maybe they didn't kiss with the tongue.
Anyway, it's Skankination time! We already know that Lisa is safe, but yet again, I felt nervous at this Skankination.
Yeah.
So, it...
Yes. Always.
I can't speak. Jay, who's acting like a complete twat, is safe for reasons completely unknown to all of mankind and their mothers. Bo is also safe, as is Christy. Brittany, yay! And George. Glitter... I knew that even if she stays, she was gonna cry.
Glitter is being skankinated, and this is what she says.
There she goes. She did that thing where you cry so hard that you start choking on your tears, and if any of your friends do that, it's hilarious, but when you're doing it yourself, you can't breathe, you're like... there's cheesy music, and she's gone, and so is Scotty. Big surprise.
Next on, what does this say? I can't read it. And Teela's ass? Oh no. Okay, Danny and Teela kiss. Bobby is very sarcastic, and...
Amanda just sits and watches. Oh, Amanda says that, Danny and, Teela aren't compatible because, Danny's, too promiscuous.
I think Amanda doesn't even know what that means. Also, Amanda and Teela kissing in the bathtub.
Also, Teela looks very strange this next episode.
Yeah, she looks bad. She looks... Okay, to reveal this, if you watch A Shot Love 2 with Teela Tequila online, the next on episode is from last season.
That was really funny.
Last season's finale. It was very weird, because I was looking forward to it, and then I saw Teela look... very don't know, not the way she looked this episode, and then she wore no makeup in that one, so I was like, what is happening here? And then I saw Bobby and Danny and the man, and it was weird. So, listeners out there who watch A Shot of Love to Tequila on MTV, please, on anyway, please email us with, a little summary of what's going to happen next week, because now I don't know.
Maybe they'll put it on the website later, but that was really annoying.
Yeah, do you, like, Glitter and Needs a Haircut were eliminated. Do you think it's... that was a good choice made by the producers, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, you're happy this time? Yeah, I'm happy, but you know.
Hmm?
Okay with the Skank Nations this time.
Well, yeah, Brittany isn't gone.
What a stupid question to ask, Ali.
But there are three girls left and three guys, which means it's not long till...
I don't want to start podcasting. It's so much fun.
Can we just pretend, like, we'll just make up episodes. We'll be like, and then Brittany did this.
Brittany's going to be in every scene.
Yeah. It would just be the Brittany show with Bridget McManus and Brittany.
That's true. Oh, my Jill God.
Jill Bennett.
Oh, wow.
Jill Bennett. Okay. Jill Bennett. Jill Bennett. Jill Bennett. I love Jill Bennett. So.
Oh, me too.
So that was another episode of the Skank Cast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, anyway, yeah, eat a pig's vagina. No. What else have you got to say?
On the mtv.com/ or why the fuck is this address so long? There is a blog entry made by someone, and it gives the reasons why Tila Tequila is doing second show. And it seems like it's not for money. We all know it is. Okay, I'm just gonna quote it. For those of you watching this season of Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, you may have noticed... I said Tequila. You may have noticed that this time around, our leading lady is less open, and more determined than ever before. In fact, Tila admits that she had serious reservations about doing a second season because she was still healing, finger quotes, from her split from last season's winner, Bobby Banhart. Bobby. But eventually, she decided she wasn't ready to give up on love and signed on anyway. $1 million contract. No, that was just me. Although, not without some reservations. Okay, and here goes what Tila says. This time around, I'm a lot more guarded, Tila tells the Associated Press. I'm a lot more observant of everyone and what they're doing here. Last season, I was a lot skankier. No, sorry, that's me again. I was a lot more nicer. Will you please all pay attention to this? Last season, Tila was a lot more nicer. And this time, I'll tell you, if you're not here for the right reasons, get the hell out of my house. No, me again. Stop wasting my time, because I really am not putting up with that this season.
That's for next season.
That's for the next 10 seasons. Okay. Hold. This is so hard for me. Okay. This is just so fake. I don't know.
Is there anything else we have to say?
Dear listeners, for the past 4 or 5 podcasts, Libby and I, well, we told you that Amanda does this weird recapping of the show and just commenting on the show, and there's so much shitty and fun things about this, but we never find the time to actually really go into it and choose something that we want to tell you. There will be an Amanda section at some point, I guess.
Wait, what does Amanda think of Brittany? I haven't read her blogs.
Of Brittany?
Yeah.
I know she likes Rizzo, that's all I know.
She doesn't like Brittany.
I don't know if she ever said something about Brittany.
I don't know.
If she doesn't like her, I mean, it's not gonna change my opinion about Amanda, obviously. I mean, you know.
Is there anything else you have to say?
I'm thinking about it. Is there anything else you have to say?
No, I've just got the usual to say.
What's the usual?
Thank you. Can I do that? Can I do that?
Yes, of course.
Right. Thank you for listening, downloading, whatever you did. All the feedback that we received, it's great. Remember, you can reach us on many planes. websites.
Imagine this, you'd be like a stewardess. You can find the skank out back.
Okay. You can find us at theskankcast.blogspot.com, theskankcast.podomatic.com, MySpace/theskankcast, iTunes, everywhere.
We're all over the place. Open the door, there's Libby and Ali.
Open your closet,
there's Kelly.
We should be getting a spot on the PlanetCast forum soon, after all the Pride, Kelka Pride stuff have been sorted out. Thank you, Elka. It's really nice of you.
Hang on, is this the last podcast before Pride?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because Pride's on the 14th and it's not even June yet.
Okay.
You can email us at theskankcast@gmail.com with questions, feedback, panty sizes, panty shop suggestions, pictures of our favourite contestant, and... whatever. We love hearing from you guys.
I agree with everything. Thanks for all the feedback. Thanks for just, you know, existing. I love you. All of you. Couldn't be too long. Okay.
I don't have an outro.
I have one, but I have to practice before I do it.
I usually just be spontaneous. It's never really funny.
It is. You know people love you like Crixie. Okay. Do your outro.
Bye!
Oh, great! I have to sing my outro. Oh, now I can't focus.
Sing your outro.
It's not easy, you know? You can't stop cracking up. I don't know if I can do it. Maybe I have to do it twice or three times.
Just do it.
Because I have to get it very froggy. Rah, 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 rah. Okay. Goodbye, my lover.
I saw you with her, dear. You tried to hide away. Left through the back door, you always had your secret way. I acted so serene, I was so drowsy then. My fault, I'm so careless, I gave you one too many pills. My, oh my, my alibi. Restore my faith in these words so clear.
Okay, hi. Welcome aboard of Delta Airlines.
I hate you so much right now.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's the name of this skank class?
Okay. I'm glad you're so interested in what I'm doing. seeing as you're a good friend of mine, or used to be until today.
No, I didn't know how to pronounce it though.
The skank cat. Livy? Something's really wrong with this connection.
Yeah, but I can see her. It's Banana Ice Cream Livy.
That's true. That's her name. Okay. Livy, I'm gonna call you back in like 5 minutes.